Good insert appropriate time noun, and welcome to RandomNPC.com's podcast Omake for August 2009. I'm TJ, Nerdboy himself Condon, and I've just managed to dig my way out from under 2 weeks of reviewing Nipponichi titles. Sorry, our podcasts have kind of fallen off the face of the net, only we had our hands full with the anniversary content, and scheduling seems to continue to be an issue. To compensate, here's some of the madness that I've had to excise from our previous podcasts. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must now attempt to purge the Technicolor hair from my mind. On with the crazy. How do you get bored with World of Warcraft? I thought you just roll up a new character. It takes up, what, 18 seconds to get to level...
He's got, like, 20 characters or something like that. He's bored with all of them. He was leveling his rogue, and now he's tired of it.
How you get bored with it is you realize that's the reason they're not making Rock and Roll Racing 2 or the Lost Vikings or something.
Oh, Lost Vikings.
I should get something to drink. I'll be back in a sec.
Okay. Yep. Oh my god! It's Sunday afternoon, so you get 5 TVs, you put on 5 different televangelists, and wait until they hit a cord. At which point...
I do my best to do my worst, man.
Well, my eardrum respects you for that. Last year, when I was in Baltimore for Otakon, the Steelers were playing a preseason game, and so I went to the ESPN zone in the Inner Harbor to watch that. Of course, this also happened to be the day of the Olympic opening ceremonies. So we're sitting there, we've got the Steelers and the Eagles on one TV, and I'm there with my friends Jim and Monkey Boy. We're drinking beers, we're trying to watch the Steelers game, but then we'll turn around. What the hell? There's 50,000 people all dancing with huge sleeves in unison.
Ooh, man, I need an energy drink.
You sure your throat could take it?
No, my throat can take a lot.
Oh, God.
Hey, wait a second. You can't kill the metal.
That's a fun song.
The metal will live on. See, this is the problem. That I yawn into the microphone, and then I see the waveform of the yawn, and then I want to yawn again. I don't think it's supposed to work that way. I'm just special.
Total audio nerd.
Yay, extras.
Don't put me into the Omake talking about how good the holiday is. That's embarrassing. That will ruin my reputation.
Oh, it's definitely going in there.
No, that will ruin my reputation. I'm supposed to be a tomboy that doesn't watch romantic comedies.
Oh, it's only fun when there's some crazy audio screw-ups or something. We need something to go, like, tragically wrong.
When somebody goes silent or something.
Like what just happened there.
Yeah.
Sure you don't want to mix it with a little children's Tylenol first?
They could be mixing it with vodka.
What does it sound like? Somebody is trying to take their shirt off over their head. Over their microphone. Because I keep hearing this...
I'm not wearing a shirt, so it can't be me.
Well, that's horrifying. Either. Hang on a sec. Sexy. They can pull them things coming loose.
Let's do a topless podcast.
Somebody I'm already there.
We'll do a topless podcast. Or a pantsless podcast.
I can get there pretty quick.
Pants are obsolete and will soon be phased out.
I'm so glad this is audio only and that there's no video.
You speak to the guy who does the video.
Delightful.
Man, we don't talk about Chansey. She's an axe murderer. We just don't talk about her.
That's the most horrifying and beautiful picture I've had in my head for some time.
Chansey the axe murderer? Man.
Just a Chansey with its stubby little arms attempting to conceal a bloody hatchet behind its back.
I've seen fan art, actually, of Chansey sticking her head through a broken door a la Jack Nicholson from The Shining.
Chansey! Oh, God.
Here's Chansey!
We can always just write ourselves, and I can make people think it never happened.
Do it.
Don't mind me, I'm just belching into the microphone. Fun for everyone, I figure.
Hey, who am I to give you a plaque?
You're among friends here.
I'm going to create a Galka mule named Rush Limbaugh and just set him up in Rulud Gardens dancing.
I start saying you should have him sell medicines. Just pretty much anything that's found in the medicine section.
Took me a second, but I got that.
Representing the 412, what?
Is it just me, or do you sound a little drunk right now?
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Random NPCast for the week of It's Dark in Here and I Can't See My Calendar. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Radio Free Juno podcast for August 2nd. Well, how are we even going to number this shit? I should have thought of this earlier.
We number them by whatever the hell I say, soldier.
Yes, sir, General Malkovich. My nipples are at attention. So, I really haven't heard anything about our last podcast, if it was received well or not. Perhaps I shouldn't be mentioning this in a public forum. You know, the bottom of this can of iced coffee is really heavy. Ooh. That's kind of a cool sound. But it makes me think that there's still coffee in there, and there isn't, and that makes me sad.
Stick it in a sock and use it to bean someone.
You know, you said stick it in a sock, and I'm like, oh shit, this can go anywhere from here.
No, I'm thinking offensive weapon, not morally offensive.
Okay.
That would be a good weapon for a mother game, come to think of it.
A can and a sock?
Hey.
Hey, if people can use a brick in a sock.
They've had weirder things.
Mother 4, Full Metal Mother.
Takes place in Vietnam. You seriously don't want to eat those mushrooms.
I'm sitting here trying to figure out either a Full Metal Alchemist or Full Metal Panic reference to make in here, and frankly, I'm not even going to bother. Do we have any notes? Like, how many downloads the last podcast had?
Good question. I think Roku has information.
Probably is. I would ask Roku about it.
And of course, he's gone now.
Yeah, that's true.
So we're in the dark. We have no idea how popular this is. We don't really know where we're going. But I do know one thing.
Anyway,
we are recording.
Yes,
excellent. There's one thing we know.
I maintain that Kobe Bryant is a cyborg.
I don't doubt it.
I wait for the day when we're all really old and we can embarrass our grandkids with, you know, rap music that we used to listen to when we were their age.
Grandpa, turn that classical junk off.
Yeah.
One day, Usher will be considered the oldies.
Oh, God.
That horrifies me.
Yeah. It's bad enough seeing, like, sitcoms like Home Improvement that you watched as a kid on Nick at Night.
Oh, isn't it?
I it makes me feel really old, because when I was a
Family
kid...
Family Matters?
Yeah.
Urkel is classic. I will never get over that.
Yes.
Yeah, when I was a kid, they had stuff like Welcome Back, Kotter on from the 70s and 60s. Yeah. Now they're putting on stuff that's like 10 years old.
Welcome back. Well, consider that back then, the things that you think were old weren't nearly as old as you think they are now.
Wow, that's
Diagram that sentence. I'll wait.
I'm going to write that sentence down to figure it out.
I can't even remember what I said.
Damn near haiku there, man.
As I try to think back to what I said and count syllables. Okay, we've managed to sidetrack all the way to Urkel. Let's get things back onto news here. Side note for those of you out in internet land, CTY stands for Curse the Yagado. It's the Link show, which we all belong to.
I thought it was Yagudo. we've always said Yagudo.
And yet another word you I've might. Never heard said offline until now.
Yeah.
Well, technically online still, person, but aloud is what I'm saying.
The person who founded the Link shell pronounces it Yagudo. So that's the pronunciation I am going to go with.
The person who founded the shell is also an int for Elvin.
Elvon.
We are not going to turn into Limit Break Radio here, all right?
I don't think anybody really wants to do that.
Right. I never even heard of them.
It's another podcast. Ah. In addition to Pet Food Alpha.
They're enjoyable listens, but admittedly, this is our second episode, so I don't really want to be perceived as talking smack about all the other podcasts, but
now, For the record, I've never listened to either one of them. I have no idea what they're like.
I've listened to both of them extensively, and yeah, Limit Break Radio could use a pronunciation guide. I mean, something like Yagudo or Yagudo, it's about emphasis, which is a little bit on the offside, and you really can't get it from just a straight-up Japanese phonetic spelling. I don't know. Maybe we need to find some Japanese Final Fantasy XI podcasts. Listen to them and see what the story is. Okay, and this needs to be cut out of the final podcast, but am I the only one that notices the typo in that first sentence?
Yes.
The T in Triace is capitalized where it should be.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Nerd Boy wins the nitpick award for the
evening. Well, tell I didn't proof that one.
That actually shows I've been here longer than like 6 months or however long it's taken me to get to. Crap. No, never mind. I completely lost my train of thought. Point is, I need better gear.
No one. Uh-oh. We can just.
Ah, shit. He's a Cylon again. Toaster. Toaster.
Oh, god damn it. How did we fix that last time?
We kicked Luke out.
Yeah, that's weird. It's a Skype issue. It's got to be a Skype issue.
Yeah.
I don't feel like blaming any of you, and I'm certainly not blaming myself.
All right, so the real problem is I can't... Whoa, jeez.
Whoa.
That's what you get for knocking over your mic, Joe.
Yeah, it's revenge.
Okay. Courtney, I'm totally hearing those mouse clicks.
Yeah, I know.
What the hell are you doing? Playing Minesweeper? Bloody hell.
Actually, that's
the podcast. I'm playing Free Cell because it's, I don't know, I just think better.
You're playing Free Cell during my podcast?
Actually,
yes, but you hear how much I'm talking. You hear how much I'm talking and I'm listening to everything you say. I swear, I have to multitask. This is just how my brain works.
Hold on a second. Now I want to play Minesweeper. Oh, sorry, damn it, I just lost.
Well, if you're doing that, I'm going to do an FOV for crying out loud. That's
for it. I would still be in there campaigning if Phil hadn't come in there and I'm going to watch TV.
And I swear it is 112% humidity here right now.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
That's hideous. I got to
say. Wasn't it like this the last time we recorded one of these?
Yeah, it was pretty hot for you guys then, too. I got to say, I couldn't live without AC, man.
Well, I couldn't live without Screech. I just threw in a Saved by the Bell reference.
That left me speechless.
Or screechless.
Oh
God.
Carlos Silence. White Minesweeper. I hear clicking.
Hey.
Your friendly little audio engineer back here is, you know, thankful that you're enjoying yourselves and that he is going to tear his hair out trying to pull clicks out.
Hey, I stopped Minesweeper, all right? I kicked the habit. I'm clean, all right? Clean and sober.
All right. So, continuing in our Better Know a Dev Team segment. Crap. Let me re-intro that.
Oh, man.
The fighting belches.
Good lord, y'all.
I've been really trying, baby.
Oh, God, no.
You know, as much headache as I have editing these things, I really cause so much of it.
All in pursuit of that belch waveform.
Oh, yeah. It's glorious, isn't it? Man, it's so beautiful right there.
It's something special.
Isn't it just basically... It's basically a guy begging a girl to have sex with him. It's really annoying.
Isn't that all songs?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Quite possibly.
So much can be explained this way. And emo is the genre that takes off when she says no.
Points. What are you going on about?
What?
I don't know. I'm just breaking down with the giggles right now. Most of this, I'm just going to chew on my microphone for the next 15 minutes.
Great, the next 15 minutes are going to be tri-ace.
That's a good question.
I think you were talking about boxes, and then we got to talking about the Pink
yeah.
Panthers.
Yeah, I made a fantastic, you know, classic jazz reference.
I feel so uncultured now. I am so out of the loop as far as jazz musicians go. I know, well, like, one song from a couple artists, and that's it.
I'm pretty cultured except for jazz music because I'm not really a fan of jazz.
If I could do a better Cosby impression, I'd start really going into a rant about how kids today don't know what jazz is all about.
If it wasn't a matter of licensing issues, I would totally drop a couple Dave Brubeck tracks in here just for shits and giggles.
That would be delightful.
Stop laughing, you're making me laugh.
I'm sorry, your laughing is making me laugh.
Someone yawn so we can break this cycle.
Oh, this can't be healthy.
Anybody yawn?
I can't, I'm laughing too hard.
Oh, we have fun, don't we?
Yeah, we have fun around here.
This can't be healthy at all.
Okay.
All right. Zen. Zen meditation.
Tri-ace. Last week we covered tri-ace.
You were going so well, too.
Outboard motors.
What? Outboard motors?
Watch Faulty Towers, you'll get it. Yeah, we're going to lose deals from that one. Jay's going to noogie you, I just know it.
Screw it, we don't get anything from them anyway.
Okay. Namco can die of gonorrhea and rot in hell. I didn't even want to put that in the Amaka. What am I doing being funny and not capitalizing from it? My primary gripe
Dungeons.
About...
Dungeons. There's two of them.
All right, you're all high toilet hog.
Toilet hog?
I appreciate the MST3K, the movie reference.
Thank you!
I really do. I really appreciate that.
Sure, the one MST3K I haven't seen.
You haven't seen the movie?
Come on, they make fun of their own credits. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I gotta watch it sometime.
Puppet Wranglers, there weren't any puppets in this movie.
The Amazing Rando! Which brings me down to the final question I need to ask about Radiata stories. US or Japanese box art?
I like both, honestly.
I think I like the Japanese cover a little better, just because it's a little bit more mysterious. It's not, you know, two characters standing on the cover, which is a bit overdone. It's got a great illustration of the city, which name of which I forget. But yeah, I should have remembered that, shouldn't I?
That is staying in the podcast, sir.
Oh,
you are owning up to that one.
Here, let's see if I can get that better. There's, the enemies have
good times, folks.
Yeah, my train of thought got derailed there.
Bum bum bum.
Charizard, heat wave.
So the coffee's hitting then, is it? That caffeine's kicking in, I can tell.
Coffee, buzz, buzz, buzz. Coffee, buzz.
And
a curious flavor.
No more coffee for you. You're going to be able to see through time.
Be a Satu? What?
What?
You're calling me a flying psychic type? I will not stand for that on my podcast, sir.
Oh, go use U-turn.
Pokemon backstory. Next.
And
it turns out Ashton wasn't talking about barrels at all. He was talking about Valor. Valor.
Wait.
Well, actually, I'm pretty sure he was still talking about barrels.
Valor in relation to the barrels? Were the barrels particularly
Valor
great?
As in mistranslation from the Japanese.
Uh-huh.
Well, I didn't... I got him in my
I'm
party.
I'm making a joke here, all right? Just roll with it.
Okay, well, yes.
And
my head hurts now.
Shouldn't have drunk the coffee.
I ought to hit you. Through Skype. I can disconnect you. I have a button. I don't know if it works.
This is one more reason why the internet does not have a shock person button.
The hell was that?
The hell was what?
That noise.
Was it me?
It was probably me then.
Alright.
Blame the Cylons.
So Star Ocean 2, continuing on, before I tried to sneak in my little piece of business and got absolutely nothing for it.
All we need to do is keep Nerd Boy infused with bad canned drinks.
You know, I offer to do one at the beginning of every podcast, but Giant Bomb already does that.
Aw. Damn it, that could have been our thing.
Yeah, Giant Bomb's been doing it since... Well, ever since they really started doing their own thing. Ever since, you know, the Kane and Lynch scandal and Jeff Gerstmann getting canned.
Hmm. It's weird to think of that as being far in the past.
It was what? Shit, November 07?
Yeah.
Almost two years ago.
Jesus.
Almost 2 years since I've gone to GameSpot for anything.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, God, that makes me feel freaking old.